ABC Radio Australia.
Questions are being raised over claims that a proposed coal-fired power station could provide cheap electricity and expand energy access to rural parts of Papua New Guinea. The Australian company Myo Resources wants to build the power station in Leh and fuel it with coal mined in Gulf Province. But as Liam Fox reports, two non-government organisations have produced a joint report arguing that Myo's coal-generated power is far more expensive than renewable sources and that there are more cost-effective ways to electrify rural and remote communities.
Mayor Resources has been talking up its proposal to mine coal in PNG and then use it to generate electricity for several years. In that time, it's attracted plenty of attention because, if realised, the mine and power station would be PNG's first, and also the first in any Pacific Island nation. Because Pacific Islands are closely associated with the impacts of climate change, of which coal-fired power is a significant driver, it has also drawn a lot of criticism. Now, two non-government organisations are questioning the project on economic grounds in a new report. One of them is corporate accountability watchdog Jubilee Australia, and its executive director is Luke Fletcher.
The coal-fired power is going to be more expensive than the alternatives, and so the economic argument is not convincing. There are also question marks about Myo's claim that it can deliver the prices that it's claiming to deliver in its application to PNG Power.
4 years ago, Myo applied to PNG Power for a power purchase agreement for the electricity it hopes to generate from its 50-megawatt station in Leh. Mr. Fletcher says it's hard to see how Myo's estimated price of around 10 cents per kilowatt hour can be achieved,
because it presumably comes from the presumption that they're going to be able to deliver coal from their planned coal mines in Gulf Province and then ocean barge it around to Leh. There's just a lot of question marks about how they're going to meet 10 cents.
The report by Jubilee and PNG's Centre for Environmental Law and Community Rights, CELCOR, draws on data from the World Bank, which puts the cost of coal-fired power in PNG at around 20 cents per kilowatt hour. Mr. Fletcher says that does not compare favourably with other cleaner sources of power.
Biomass, and that's 12 cents per kilowatt hour. Solar photovoltaic is estimated at 8.6 cents per kilowatt hour. New hydro at 6.5 cents. And even gas is cheaper than coal. The gas from the Highlands is sort of between 7 and 8 cents per kilowatt hour.
The report also questions Mayo's argument that its power station would help expand energy access to the vast majority of Papua New Guineans who still live without electricity in rural and remote areas. CELCOR's executive director, Peter Bossop, says building renewable-powered microgrids in rural communities is a far better option than expanding the existing electricity grid to distribute coal-fired power.
Many areas in Papua New Guinea, it's inaccessible by road. So how can coal power plant basing in Leh supply electricity to every part of Papua New Guinea?
You're saying it's not possible or viable to extend the grid to all these places?
It's not at this moment, because there are many other energy sources like solar, biomass, windmill. We have a lot of, fast-flowing rivers, hydroelectricity.
The joint report calls on PNG Power to reject Mayo's application for a power purchase agreement, and it wants the Conservation and Environmental Protection Authority to reverse its decision to grant Mayo permits for its power station in Leh. Mayo has been approached for comment.